So I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here at Tim's desk, which is what I use when he's not home for editing and photos and podcasts and all that wonderful stuff. And it's going to take an hour for all of the footage I did just in 2 days, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I believe. It's going to take an hour to upload. Now, okay, I get that that's not a big problem in the scheme of problems. And then yesterday I was shooting a video. I made dog biscuits. I made Halloween dog biscuits, maple leaf, and little circles, a witch, little kibble. I made all these little fun things out of some leftover ingredients. And I shot the video. And the way I had the camera angled and I had it on the swivel arm, it was to shoot it in one direction. However, somewhere through shooting, without me knowing, because the camera's above me, it decided to switch directions. So I only saw a little bit of my footage back, but most of what I did yesterday, as far as the biscuits go, the doggy biscuits, is not good video. Because it's flipped. Maybe I can flip it in editing. Possibly. I don't know. But the aggravation that comes with that, I'm using my phone. So I'm using my LG phone. It's an $80 phone. Got it for free because I sold my guitars and bought two phones. Anyway, that was back in the decluttering days. Have the phone, like the phone, but I've reached a point where I've grown out of it. Now, the new lighting that Matt Jackson got me definitely helped the phone as far as the autofocus is not so much an issue anymore. It can do what I needed to do within a certain distance, but overall, I've outgrown the phone. However, as much as I say that, there's something really wonderful about outgrowing stuff. Like, to really have used something to its limit, to make it work, to do this, to that. Now I've got lighting, so that's made a big difference. And it was going to save us money for a camera. Now, instead of a new camera, what I might end up getting is a new lens for my DSLR. We'll see, because the new lighting should make the DSLR shoot better, because this one that I have does not handle low light well. However, light that's like when it's an overcast, beautiful overcast day and those clouds are diffusing the sun, excellent shots. I love them. I really, really love them. So I'm hoping to get to know my DSLR better before going out and spending money. Use what I have is what I'm. And I got my little booklet. And you know what? As much as I shoot with this DSLR, my Nikon, I don't know enough about it. I don't even know words. Like, I know so little about the technical side of photography. And that's an exciting place to be, because I get to learn. I get to learn more about my camera, and maybe I will get a 50mm lens. We'll find out. That's probably where I'm headed, if this can handle the bright lights. And I'm learning about diffusers, which I didn't even know before. So I got the umbrellas, then there's the diffuser that you kind of like open up and you wrap up and it goes away. And then white curtains, which I never even thought about before yesterday until I started watching two new YouTubers on shooting food specifically. Fantastic. Let me tell you what, it was a fantastic weekend. I'm recording this right now and it's Monday. Oh, pardon me. I said, shut the phone off, and it went off anyway. So I'm shooting this now Monday morning. I'm shooting this cast. I'm not sure what day it will go out. But it was such a nice weekend. I didn't have to do a podcast. I ended up doing little vlogs on MeWe. I started Friday with a longer vlog. Then I did a Saturday vlog on MeWe and two short ones on Sunday. Just what I was doing with the iPod. I was like, hey, I'm in the kitchen. Tim's working in the office. Let me just shoot a little of what I'm doing in the kitchen. And it was a lot of fun. Oh my gosh. And so it's very interesting to me to leave one thing, to close one chapter, and then a new kind of thing happens. And now I'm like, why haven't I been shooting on my iPod for cute little videos? I don't know. They're not cute, but little videos, small videos. They're not well lit. It's not about that. It's just about showing what I'm doing in the kitchen, and I'm making doggy biscuits, or I'm making chocolate raindrops. You know, that's all that was for. And it's perfect for that. But going back to gear and stuff like that, there's just something fundamentally wonderful about growing out of something and learning to use what I have and making it work rather than just automatically going out and spending money. Having said that, there are times when the outgrow is, it's a full outgrow and now it's got to be an upgrade. Like if this camera, if I can't get my Nikon to work in the brighter light that I have now, then I'm going to have to look for another option for video. Not for, for photographs, it works great. So I'm hoping for video I could get it to do the same. I don't know. I'm just excited. It, like I said in the other cast, things are coming together. I'm still podcasting. I still love it. I'm still thinking about podcasting too. I think, okay, oh, what do I want to talk about? Oh, I want to talk about that. Oh, I want to do a podcast about that. Oh, yeah. You know, and so that's still there. I'm just doing it less because there are other areas that I need to address, like video and little vlogs and get out on Instagram and do some one-shot vlogs out there too. It's just fun. You know what? I really love communicating through video. I really love it. I love it. I even send friends text messages with personal videos to them. I love that. It's just such a fun way to share something. And speaking of sharing things, I don't know if I've talked about this before, so if I have, sorry about that. But back when I first started podcasting, if y'all remember, I was very, very uncomfortable with self-promotion. I was very uncomfortable saying patreon.com/thehappywhisk. Now I can just say it. I have a Patreon, patreon.com/thehappywhisk, youtube.com/thehappywhisk, youtube.com Ivy's Test Kitchen. No problem. And I just feel that I am coming from a place of genuineness. I genuinely want to make these things and share it. Yesterday I was in the kitchen and Tim came by and I'm on this box. He made this box. He made it for a garden box, but it's little enough that I can stand on it and go higher than my food to take pictures. So that's actually what I use it for. And I was out there, and he came out into my studio, because when I'm working, it's my studio, and he came out to the studio, and I was, you know, doing these dog biscuits and putting this together, two-ingredient recipe that I just had some ingredients left over, and I told him, I said, I love doing this. He's like, I know you do. I love it. Now, how I'm going to make money doing it? I don't know. You're going to come along around with me as I figure it out. I had thought I was going to go with more sponsorship at one point, but that's not really, I don't think that's probably where I'm going to be heading, so I might have to look for freelance work, and that's okay. I'm a writer. I can write. I can get back into freelance. I can do that. That's exciting to me. So I'll make it work somehow. I just don't know how yet. So I think I'm rambling, but I'm really, I just... feel like it's going in the right direction. You know, it really is going in the right direction. And I don't have to get up and do this in the mornings or every day. I get to get up and do this. I don't have to shoot a video. I get to shoot a video. And the same thing with any sort of creating that I do. I don't have to create. I get to create. And that's my outlook. That's how I view this. That's how I view what I do. And I enjoy it. And I don't feel like it's spammy to put stuff out there and share it. It's like, hey, if you don't like it, unfollow me. There's an unfollow button. Please do that. And I just feel good about that. And another thing real quick, like as far as like listens and views and stuff, once I started doing podcasting on YouTube, it took me a second to think of what platform. My brain's a little fuzzy. Once I put my podcast on YouTube, my YouTube views went down. Like, they went, you know, really far down. But, turns out I haven't done a video in 6 months, which I really didn't know. I thought I did 4 months, so that's interesting. But anyway, my views went right down. So, if I had just focused on views and listens, I would have missed out on the hugest lesson, because now when I do my videos and do voiceover, because I've been doing podcasts for so long, doing voiceovers on videos is quick and easy and fun and light, and it's like I get to come on here and share my stuff and share my enthusiasm, and that's a fantastic thing. And I would have missed that if I had let views and listens dictate what I create and what I share. It's just not it, that can't ever be. You know, there's got to be the push to keep going, and there's other benefits than just views and listens. Do I need views and listens to succeed? Probably, because otherwise I'm, where am I, who's, you know, looking at this stuff? Who, how am I going to get freelance? How am I going to share? I don't know. I'll figure it out. But initially, it's not the most important thing, doing the work and showing up and learning from everything. And that passion, whatever it is, will, I believe, transcend and eventually turn itself into a professional job. It's a job right now. What I do is a job. I'm 1,000% confident with that. I'm 100% confident in that, because there's no 1,000%. That's annoying when people say it. So take that back. Change it for 100. It's a job. Is it a professional job? No, obviously, because I'm not getting paid yet. However, I get to get up and do this during the day, and I believe that if I keep marching forward, regardless of views, listens, likes, comments, subscriptions, I believe it's going to go where I want it to go. And I feel like that, and it feels good. I think that's a good place to end it. Oh my God, I just looked at the clock. 11 minutes. Holy smokes! You all listening for 11 minutes. If you have, thank you very much. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I thank you so much for your time. And I will see you in the next podcast. Whisk out.